Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our prayer room ministries. And I'm so delighted tonight to be back on our radio broadcast tonight. God bless. I just give reverence to God, who is my life, and to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ. I just thank and praise God for another opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast tonight. I just give God all praise and all glory tonight. I'm truly blessed of the Lord tonight. I just thank him for everything that he does for me, all that he's going to do, all that he already did. I thank and praise God for it tonight. I just, you know, he's been just so good to me. I just thank him on tonight. I just want to just give him all the praise and all the glory. I'm trying to get my stuff together because I'm just getting in here, but it's okay. You know, I'm not making any excuses because I know what I got to do. So I just thank and praise him for all that he's doing and all that he's going to do. So I just need you all to pray for me and with me. By the grace of God, I don't know, you know, when things happen, the devil always trying to step in. I ain't trying to give him no credit, but he's always trying to do something. So, I need you all to just keep me up in prayer so we can get on through this. So we just give God all the praise on tonight. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, and then we're going to have a scripture sung and a prayer on tonight by the grace of God. And we're going to go from there with our prayer meeting on tonight. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 150. From Psalms 150. It says, praise ye the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the psaltery in the harp. Praise him with the timbre and the dance. Praise him with the string instruments and organs. Praise him upon the loud sounding cymbal. Praise him upon the high sounding cymbal. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Praise God for waking you up this morning. Praise God for starting you on your way. Huh? Praise ye the Lord. And praise God for all that he does. And praise ye the Lord. And I just want to thank and praise God on today. I have just read you from Psalms 150 in its entirety. Praise ye the Lord. We're going to have a song. Help me, Lord.
In this room with my name on, there's a healing in this room. And it is hard. Whoa, there's a breakthrough in this room. Got my name on it. So I'm gonna put a praise on it. Nobody put a price on it.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, just surrendering, God. Lord, we surrender tonight, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I surrender, hallelujah, unto thee, O God. I surrender, Lord, hallelujah, my God, hallelujah. I give you glory, hallelujah, and I give you praise, Lord. I surrender tonight, God. Father, I ask you tonight to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase, increase on tonight. and minister to us on tonight, God. And we need to be ministered to tonight, Lord. And we need a word from you tonight, God. And we need a touch from you tonight, God. And we come tonight, Lord, and just surrendering all to thee, Lord. And we surrender tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you right now, God, to use me, Lord, as your vessel on tonight, in the name of Ikobo Sandrosi. Use me, Lord, and use me tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you praise, God, and I give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I come now asking you to cover everyone under the sound of my voice on tonight, God. Cover them on tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you tonight, God, to open up their hearts tonight, God. Lord, let your anointing fall now, Lord. Shift this atmosphere, Lord, that it may be conducive for signs, miracles, and wonders tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we need you, Lord, and we can't make it without you, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you right now, Father. Lord, I bind up every demon. Hallelujah. I bind up every strong man. I bind up every witch. I bind up every wizard. I bind up every warlock, every psychic, every demon on assignment is bound right now and cast in the pits of hell right now in the name of Jesus. You're bound right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up and I cast you off from this radio broadcast and from our lives. I command you to stay away. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. 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 Means so let it be. Hallelujah. I just give God praise on today. I just magnify his name for just, you know, let me just be in the service today. Just one more time, I thank and praise God on today. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise on today. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise on today. I give God glory, hallelujah, and I give him praise, hallelujah. I give him glory, hallelujah. God is a good God, and he's so worthy to be praised. I thank him today for allowing me to be on this radio broadcast on tonight. I just thank God tonight. He didn't have to do this, but he did. And it may seem like, well, she'd be on every Friday night, but I work tonight. So I just thank God for you all moving your time up to pray with me. I thank it. I don't take it lightly. I don't take it for granted because you could have been doing anything else. But I thank God that you're so committed and so faithful. Hallelujah. When it comes to the things of God, I just give God glory. Hallelujah. And I give him praise. Hallelujah. 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 I just thank him on tonight. Can't nobody do me like Jesus. Can't nobody do me like the Lord. I just thank him on tonight. I first of all give God glory and praise and reverence. How he watched over me and my husband and my family all night last night while we slumber and slept. And early this morning at 3 o'clock, he woke me up and called me by name, got me up and put prayer, praise and worship on my mind. I thank God today. Ain't nothing no important than to praise God. If you had to praise him all by yourself, in the name of Jesus, God is just a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. I give it to him. I give it to him. I give him every surrender. I bow down to the Lord. I just thank him for this opportunity. I thank him for allowing me to pray and minister on live 3 days a week. I thank him for allowing me to have Bible study 2 days a week. I thank him for the praise and prayer worship. I'm telling you, God is a good God. And every time he want to use me, I'm going to surrender. Every time he want me to speak, I'm going to surrender. Whatever it is for the Lord, I'm going to surrender for. And I thank God on tonight. I just thank him tonight that I got my health and my strength. I don't care what they think they did and all this kind of stuff. It's I'm here because of God. Nobody else. I'm here because of God. I'm in this land of the living here on earth because of the Lord. Not man, not the cardiologist, not the other lady, but because of God. And I thank him for it. He didn't have to do it, giving me strength when I'm weak, building me up when I'm torn down. I thank God on tonight. When I can't think, I can't do nothing else, God is still right there. I thank God on tonight. Nobody can do what God can. I'm so grateful. I am. I'm so grateful, so humble. I just thank God for all the opportunities that he's given me and the ones that, because let me tell you something, I'm 56 years old. Let me tell you something. I just thank him so much. I just thank God so much. You know, I just give him glory. I ain't ashamed to be 66, honey. I'm so thankful that I made it. Somebody didn't make it. Somebody was just here yesterday that didn't make it today. I thank God. I thank the Lord today. Hallelujah. I just give God praise. This is our testimony part of the service. I just thank and praise God. I'm going to try to play a song, and whoever want to testify next can do that. I don't have this thing on. Let me see. Let me get this phone from over here.
What am I going to do? I have all these responsibilities, all this going on, and it seems like I'm doing everything I can for you, and everything is just going opposite. Anybody ever been there where it seems like you were doing all you need to do? You know, took 2 steps forward, and you took 5 steps back, and you're saying, God, what in the world is going on? And I was sitting in my kitchen, and I didn't understand it, and then these words came, and I said,
Lord, you were good. You've been so good, Lord, you were good. You've been better than I can't praise you enough. I owe you my life, can't praise you enough. Even if I try to call you faith, so good.
Lift your voice.
Come on, tell me. So good to me.
That's all I hear. Everybody, lift your voice.
Lord, you are good. You've been so good.
Come on, say, Lord, you are good.
Lord, you are good. You've been everything
good,
I can't praise you enough.
Because I owe you, Jesus.
I owe you my life, can't praise you enough.
Somebody say, even if I try,
you've been
so good to me. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah. Come on, just put some voices in the chat.
Hallelujah.
And God bless you with both of those, God. And I
praise
just thank God because now I can choose if I want both of them or if I just want to do one of them. And I just give glory and honor to God because he is good. And he never fails. And every time, like, I have an issue or concern, as long as I give it to him, sometimes I could just even think it. I don't even have to speak nothing out of my mouth. And God would just bless me. He'll wash it all off of me. I just give glory to God because he heard me. He heard my inside cries. And he heard me when I speak out loud. So I just thank God. I want to speak out loud and just give him some praise and some honor because he is so amazing.
God.
He is so
good
to me. He never failed me. And I just love him so much. I love God so much. And that's all I wanted to say.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That's enough. Hallelujah. Just giving him some praise. He loves that. God loves praise from his people. Yes, God. I thank the Lord on tonight. Any more testimonies tonight? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Good evening.
Hallelujah.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Prophet.
Good evening.
Good evening.
God bless you, end time men and women of War Global Ministries, Apostle Deborah Deans and Apostle Edwards Deans. In his absence, and everyone that's listening, God is so amazing. I give reverence to God who is the head of my life, who is my life. I just want to come and say a well word for God on today. This week has been a tough week for me. It's been trying, testing my faith, but God, he is faithful to his word. And I just want to say thank you to the Father. You know, as the song says, you know, he's been better than good to me. And I just want to thank God for being a good God. He's a loving God. He is a merciful God. You know, when I've not acted the way that I'm supposed to act, he still has mercy on me. He is a forgiving God. And I just want to acknowledge how good he is to me. I've been going through some things this week, but I declare and decree peace in my household and in my life. And I tell you that today I have peace. You know, a lot of times we look for money and monetary things, but I have peace in my home and in my life today. And I just want to give God praise for some peace today. I want to give God praise for going deeper in him. I could feel God taking me to another level in him and going deeper in him. I could sense God doing something in the atmosphere. And I just thank and praise God for a new level, new revelation, going deeper in him, going deeper in my calling. I just thank and praise God for who he is. I thank and praise God for blessing my children, blessing my daughter with multiple jobs. You know, I bless God for bringing my niece all the way out and through surgery. You know, God is so awesome. I went on an interview today myself. I don't know if I'm going to take the job or not, but it's a decent paying job, and, you know, it's getting out of the house. I've been working from home since 2020 in March, and, you know, I want to get out the house, and so I'm praying that God allows me to get out the house to work if this is for me. I'm not going to take it if it's not for me, but I know that I have the job. She said that she'll let me know on Monday. She had a couple of more interviews today, which was the end of the day. It was about 3:30. So I don't know who she was fooling, but, you know, the Lord already let me know that
right.
if I want it, I can have it. But I just want to make
mm-hmm.
sure it's what he has for me. It's
mm-hmm.
I'll be in his will.
Yeah.
I want to be in his
yeah.
will. There's no other place I'd rather be than in the will
Come
of the
on.
Lord. So I just ask
yes.
that you guys continue to keep me in your prayers, and I will do
yes.
the same for you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless. God bless. That's an awesome testimony, because we just read last night in the Word of God in Leviticus that the ones that's obedient, he said, I'll give you peace. In the book, in think it was in 27, he said, I'll give you peace. And that passes all understanding. See, he'll give us peace. I like that peace, because, I mean, until you get some trouble and some weariness and all this kind of stuff in your life, you don't know what peace is with all that stuff. But when God gives you peace like a river, when he gives you peace that passes man's understanding, that's the peace of God. That don't nothing bother you, can't nothing move you, can't nothing shake you. That's the peace of God. I'm telling you, it ain't nothing like the peace of God. When God give you peace, it's such a blessing to have peace. Hallelujah. Any more testimonies? Hallelujah. Before we go on. Hallelujah. Do we have any prayer requests? Let me get me a piece of paper, y'all. Let's see. I don't want you to remember to look at the paper, but I'm going to get it.
Yes, I have a prayer request.
Okay.
For D'Angelo Sattler.
D'Angelo? Who you say?
D'Angelo Sattler.
Okay. Okay. Any more prayer requests?
Journey McKinney and the
okay.
McKinney family.
Thank you. All right. Is there any more prayer requests?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm praying for favor in my business ventures.
Business ventures.
Business.
Okay. Business.
Real estate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Father, we come now, Lord, right now, God, just repenting for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come on tonight, God, hallelujah, just confessing and repenting, asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come tonight, God, just bringing your children before you on tonight, Lord. Just bringing them and crying out for them tonight, God. And you know just who they are, Lord. And I ask you every time to to just move me from myself, God. In the name of Jesus, let me decrease and that the Holy Ghost may increase. And in the name of Jesus, and minister to us tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now. In the name of Jesus, I just want to pray for your people, God. And I want to cry out for whatever need that they have on tonight. And in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, you know that we need you, and we can't make it without you, Lord. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we need you, Father, and we can't make it on tonight without you, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, so I ask you right now to cover everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I ask you to protect them right now, they and their families right now, God, and cover each one of them right now, Lord, and touch right now, God, and let your anointing fall right now, God, and let your power fall right now, Lord, and in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know what they need on tonight, in the name of Jesus, do it for them, Lord, and you know what they're asking for tonight, God, and in the name of Jesus. Somebody been sick, God, and somebody's body is racking with pain, Lord, and all they need is one touch from you, Lord, and all they need is for you to say one word, God, and I'm asking you tonight, God, to touch right now up in the name of Jesus. Lord, you do miracles, God, and I know you do miracles, Lord, and I thank you for the miracles that you do, God, and I give you glory for every miracle, God, and I'm asking you tonight, every request that was made, God, to do it for them, Lord, and in the name, just touch right now, God, and in the name of Jesus, I pray for D'Angelo Sattler on tonight. Lord, I ask you right now, God, to let him just be straight, God, with you, God, in the name of Lord, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to touch him right now from the top of his head, Lord, to the soles of his feet on tonight. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Deliver right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I keep hearing God say, I'm going to straighten him out. I don't even know who he is. But Lord, Lord, I'm asking you to do what it is that you need to do for D'Angelo, God. In the name of Jesus, touch right now, God. Heal right now, God. Deliver right now, God. In the name of Jesus, protect him right now, God. I ask you right now to release angels all around him, God, to protect him right now, God. In the name of Jesus, give him a mind, God, and to come running asking him what he must do to be saved, God. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I pray for every family on this radio broadcast, but I pray for the McKinney family, the Sadler family, the Harris family, in the name of Jesus. I pray for the Morton family, the Dean's family, and every family, in the name of Jesus. I ask you right now, God, to cover each one of them in the shed blood of Jesus, and in camp angels right now, God, and all around about them right now, God, and in the name of Jesus. Do it tonight, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Touch right now, God, and touch right now, God, and I thank you for healing journey, and I thank you right now, God, and for the miracle that you've done, and I thank you right now, God, and I thank you, Lord, and for healing in the name of the entire family, God, and thank you for healing broken heart, wounded spirit, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. I thank you tonight. And Lord, I pray for her business, God. Lord, I ask you right now to touch it right now, God. And in the name of Jesus, I heard you say just a minute ago, it's a stepping stone. Hallelujah. And it's just a stepping stone for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus, it's going to be just a stepping stone. And you're going to go higher and bigger in your business. God is touching right.
in you collectively, huh? In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch it today, God. Touch right now for her obedience, God. Do it for her, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless right now, God. Bless her home right now. Bless her family right now. Keep them all covered in the shed blood of Jesus. And encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, God. Lord, I ask you tonight, God, to walk with them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You know where they at, God. I'm asking you to save them in the name of Jesus. Say tonight, Lord, touch them, God. Let them come running, God, in the name of Jesus. Do it for tonight, God, in the name of Jesus. He said your household shall be saved. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, do it, God. Do it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we bind anything that's not like God away from you, away from your business. In the name of Jesus, we bind every demonic force in the name of Jesus. No weapon formed against you will prosper in the name of Jesus. We cast every strong man down. We bind the strong man on tonight. We bind every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. We serve you your eviction notice right now. In the name, get out. Get out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Don't worry about nothing. God say it's done. Hallelujah. 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 Two by two, they going to start coming, calling. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory. No more pressure. Hallelujah. No more pressure. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Lord, do it for tonight. Do it. Give it to her, God. Let her know that you're right there, that you're carrying her, God. In the mighty name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you for this opportunity, God, to pray for your people, God, to minister on tonight in the name of Jesus. God is such a good God, and he's so worthy, hallelujah, to be praised. He's worthy, God. Whichever worthy God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. I hear the Lord say, he said, well done. Mm. Whatever that means. He say, well done. Hallelujah. Mm. Hallelujah. I hear the Lord say, well, he's pleased. Hallelujah. He's pleased tonight. In the name of Irobos Androsi, he's pleased. He said, well done. Hallelujah. He's going to bless you for your obedience.
Thank you, Lord.
For your obedience. Yeah. God is such a good God. So many things that you're asking for. God is finna, doors finna swing open. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, you're worthy tonight. Lord, lift her up in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, you're so worthy tonight.
Oh, yes, you are, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Just know that he just start, just watch how he's going to do this thing. God's going to do this thing, and it's going to come so smooth. You watch what I tell you. God is a good God.
Yes,
he is a good God, and I just thank him for your obedience. God said he is pleased with you. Hallelujah. I thank God on tonight. Hallelujah. Prophet Stella, God is, you listen to God for the job. You just listen like you see it.
You don't want to veer off for anything but to be in His will. You want to be in His will, Prophet Sattler. Just listen to the Lord. And God is handling some things that you were going through. God already handled that in the name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, bless right now, Father God. Oh, bless right now, even the more, Father God. We thank you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
He said, Prophetess Morgan, he said, you can have either one of them that you want. Or like you said, you can have both of them. But God is such a good God. We don't want to forget what we're doing. It's good to live. And God going to open more doors. Because, you know, the people that I'm picking up in the spirit, I could feel the obedience. And I could feel God being satisfied and pleased with your worship and your praise, your relationship with Him. So God don't want you to get out of that. He wants you to walk with Him every day. Walk with Him every day. When you walk with God, that means you worshiping Him every day. You got to do this. You got to keep your relationship with God every day. Study your word every day in the name of Jesus. God, please, with just that. God is such a good God. We need to just stay connected. Just stay connected. Hallelujah. 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 And Prophetess Harris, God is covering you right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He knows some things that you're wanting, and especially for your ministry. Hallelujah, and God is going to do some things. He's taking you to a higher height now, just like He's doing Prophetess Sattler. He's taking, because when we go through things, hallelujah, especially some hard things, hallelujah, know that when God bring you out, you go up, not down. And God is the only person that can take elevate. Man can't elevate you. Only God can. Hallelujah. We just thank God on tonight. Prophetess Heard, God is opening doors for you. He wants you to walk therein. Just walk in those doors. Just take that leap of faith. Walk through those doors. And I know you're not afraid. I know you've taken leaps of faith. But keep trusting God. Keep trusting Him. I know you have a lot of questions, and you want a lot of answers. And I hear the Lord say, seek Him, because people can't tell you the answers, but God can. You don't want people telling you just what you want to hear. You want to hear from the Lord. You want to know what God is saying. Hallelujah.
Hey.
So I'm praying for you. I'm praying for you. I'm praying that God will do what you ask Him to do in the name of Jesus. He said, weigh it out. He said, weigh out the situation. Whatever situation it is, weigh it out. Hallelujah. God, such a good God. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
And He wants us to watch as well as pray. We got to pray, but we need to be watchful and don't get distracted.
That's right.
Don't let this enemy let you be distracted from and out of line with God. Just stay in alignment with God.
Thank you, Lord, for this word on tonight. Yes. Talk to me. Lord, thank you for the messenger.
Thank you. We give you praise. And Minister Morgan, God wants you to come closer. He wants you to come closer, Minister Morgan. Come closer. He wants you to be close as you can to him. If you don't do nothing but read that word, you need to start back praying again over your household. God wants you to do this. God is calling for you to do this. Do it. You're going to see a change in your life. Do it as much as you can. I know you be tired when you come home from work, but you can't let your body dictate to you. I don't let my body tell me I'm tired when it comes to God. I don't do that. This body do what I tell it to do when it comes to God. You much younger than I am. I want you to start praying more, getting closer to God. Talk to him. Used to talk to him all the time. I don't know if you still do. I'm not saying you don't. But start back talking to the Lord. I can tell the difference. I pick it up in the spirit. Start back talking to him as much as you can. And listening for his voice. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God is going to rule and he's super rule. And I just thank God tonight for this praise, prayer, and prophecy hour, because it's so many things that God want to get through to us. And we just, and even though I had to leave work and run home and all this kind of stuff, I don't care. I don't care. I'm not going to let nothing stop me from doing what God called me to do. So, I just thank and praise God. And if there's any more prayer requests, anybody that needs prayer, just let me know. I pray all the time. I pray in the midnight hour. I pray all the time. Just let me know. I don't mind praying because I love to pray. Y'all know that. If you need prayer, just let me know. That's what we're here for. We're supposed to pray for one another. And I want you to keep each other in prayer. I need you to continue to pray for our children. Because school is started back, we need to keep praying for them as they're on the school buses and on the school ground and all this disease and stuff going around. We need to keep our children covered. And God said he's going to give you some inventions, witty inventions. He's going to give you some, young lady. He's going to give you some new ventures. Mm-hmm. You're going to establish some more stuff coming. Mm-hmm. Just wait and see. See, God is going to see. God is finna bless, open doors now, even the more. He's gonna give back what the devil think he took away and what he think he stole with the canker worm and about. He's finna give back. He's gonna open doors. I mean, I don't know why people don't wanna work now, but it's so many jobs open. It's just right for the believer. You know, because God said when a man don't work, he don't eat. Let me tell you something. God is going to bless you. God is finna bless. I'm telling you, I'm blessed. So, but God is finna bless. He's opening doors as we speak for us that we love him, the ones that fear God and love him. So I just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you. I just had to do what God said to have a prayer request. I don't usually call for the prayer request. I just let God give a word. But God evidently we need a prayer here tonight. So I just thank and praise God on tonight for each one of you. I'm not going to stay on long, but I'll be back next Friday for the Praise, Prayer, and Prophecy Hour. And then on Monday, Wednesday, Friday, I'm on Facebook Live at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, my time, Eastern Time, for prayer for your day, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and 6 o'clock Standard, Central Standard Time. And, you know, we have a host of other things, and I just thank and praise God. But the prayer time is Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and on Friday morning, Friday evening, the Praise, Current Prophecy Hour. So we just thank and praise God for each one of you. I thank God for you all. And if you need me, you have my number. Please call me. Just call. God bless you all. I love you. You all have a blessed night. God bless you. Good night. Let me close out. I'm sorry. I moved too fast. Let me pray. Father, I ask you to cover each one of them, God. Encamp your angels around me and their families, God. Just protect them on tonight and every other night, God. I thank you. I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. The Lord bless thee and keep thee, the Lord, to make his face to shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. And the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. God bless you all. Y'all have a good night.
Yes.
I'll see you on Sunday morning. We should have our children Bible study on tomorrow. We'll still have it. So God bless you all. I'll be home Sunday, and we're going to have a good time in the Lord. God bless you. Have a good night.
Good night.
Amen.
Good night.
You too. Good night.